Why are people who are seriously shortchanged being punished? After all, we wonder if this is constitutional. Because the most important thing here is the suffering sons and daughters of Zimbabwe are being forced to pay for a political process that is going to benefit very few individuals.
As some are arguing that this increase of 20% might not be a lot, seeing at least a 5 cents per liter increase.
That is a very nonsensical standpoint. Because 5 cents multiplied by people who are traveling all over, we are talking of millions of dollars every day. There is no reason why a cent must be deducted from anyone's salary or anyone's finances to fuel a process that will create selfish outcomes. The most important thing here is this. It's not just the fuel.